Parshas Noach discusses the collapse of two civilizations nearly 3.5 centuries apart. At the beginning of the parsha, we learn about the Mabul, the great flood which wiped out most of Earth's population. And then at the end of the parsha, we learn about Migdal Bavel, the Tower of Babylon, the Dor HaFloga, the generation of the dispersion, during which most of the human population was scattered across the earth, a mere 340 years and change after the Mabul. One lesson that we learn from this is that if you're not mindful of history, then history tends to repeat itself. And that should come as a sobering message in our time. In our time, history has sped up a lot. So if we don't learn from the challenges and the mistakes of the past, then the destruction of the past could, God forbid, come again. And for those who say that we're past the times of calamity, because after all, we have Eretz Yisrael, we're past the time of calamity because of all the tzaddikim we had in the past generation, because of all the special shoals we have in our generation, they would do well to learn Sefer Yirmiyah, which tends to belie all of these claims. In particular, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Zayin, where he says, "Al tivtuchu lechem al divrei hasheker lemar." Don't take security in the words of falsehood, saying, "Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Hema." Repeating the words, "Heichal Hashem, Hashem's temple, Hashem's sanctuary. We have Eretz Yisrael, we have the tzaddikim, we have whatever we have. Don't rely on that. Realize that calamity could come if we're not careful, and if we don't take steps to structure our lives and our societies in a way that forestalls calamity." The Rebbe takes up this theme of learning from history in a Sicha Lekutei Sichos Chelek Gimel on Parshas Noach, which he taught in the year 1959. The Rebbe's core theme is that in 1959, the Jewish people was less than 15 years out from the Holocaust. And the Rebbe is saying that we should not, God forbid, make the mistake of the Dor HaFloga and not learn from the challenges and mistakes of Jewish society in the pre-Holocaust era. And instead, we need to go ahead and proactively correct whatever societal errors they made, just as the Dor HaFloga, the generation of the dispersion, who lived 350 years after the Mabul, should have reflected on the Mabul and thereby not made the mistakes that led them to ultimately have the dispersion. The Sfirzach Alamol by Azaga Legenheit hoibin on with an Indian of the Torah was been linked divach. The Rebbe in this Sicha is speaking to a number of activists and wealthy people at a dinner in honor of the Chabad Yeshiva system in this year, 1959. And he says, as is appropriate on such occasions, we begin by discussing something from the Torah portion that we read this week. The reason being that Torah and its lessons are eternal. Bechol dar v'dar, in every generation, in yeder tzeit, in every time, or in yeder art, in every place. They apply in every time, every place, and to every person. Von dem allein, was yedavach lein min abazundere parasha. In Torah, and the fact that we read a different portion in the Torah every week, is a bevais that teaches, as in their parasha shavu, as merum is, when a zaynin ir da ira ben agiyat su pasirin fun de betrefi revach, when velachim and lein, etc. The fact that we read a different parsha each week shows that the parsha of this week has specific lessons which are relevant specifically for this week. And this is based on the teaching of the Shalah, who said that the parshias fall out providentially in accordance with the time of year they're meant to fall out in, and there's some lesson we can learn from the parsha falling out when it falls out. Bam soif and hayatik esedra, Noach, at the end of the parsha Noach itself, the Torah relates, as the mention was having Gelep, Noach and Mabul, that the people who lived after the Mabul, and remember, this is 350 years after the Mabul, Habin Yabait Ashtot and Taturim, they built a city with a tower. Because they had fear, Penofites al Pnei Kol Ha'aretz, perhaps we might be dispersed throughout the entire earth. They didn't want to be spread out, scattered throughout the entire earth. The Eibishten is as nid given gefallen when er hat zu nicht gemacht, zu Eitze, von bauen die Stadt in Migdal. Hashem was unimpressed, and he undid their plan of building the city with the tower. L'chayri is not verstandig. On the surface, this is not understood. Slib was der Zelt des Uns, die Teure, was kennen wir jetzt ablernen von der Passierung. Why is the Torah telling us about this event? What can we learn from what happened there? The Baal des Teure, the Zelt des, the fact that the Torah tells us this story, und der Zunach mit der Zarechus, and doesn't only tell us the story, but tells it to us at great length, und mit der Zeifel Protim, with so many details, whereas there are many halachas which are only alluded to in the Torah. Muzman Dachzagin, so we must therefore say, as in dem Dozikin Sipur is veran a tifa unweisung for Aladeus, that in that story, in the story of the Dara Phloga, there is a deep lesson for all generations, for unser Eltern und for vergangene Deus, for ancestors, for bygone generations, for uns und itzkindar, for us in our present generation, und for unsere Kinder und eniklach in the kommende Kadeus. And the story will also contain lessons for our children and grandchildren in coming generations. The Anweisung von der Dozike Geschehnisch für unser Dor. What's the lesson of this story of the Dor Haflaga, the generation of the dispersion, in our generation, as in the year 1959, when the Rebbe is saying the Sicha. Although, if we reflect, we can see that this is also quite relevant in the year 2021 as well, and particularly because the time gap between the Mabul and the Dara Flugo is 350 years, and only a fraction of that time has passed since the Holocaust, the event that the Rebbe is focusing on in the Sicha. But Trachendik, then, when Velchen Matzev, thus is geschehen. Thus it passiert noch dem, wie es given der Mabul. We should think when this event, the Dara Flugo, happened, the dispersion happened. It happened after the generation of the flood. Von Velchen Blaise Atel mentioned, haben sich geratet, which only a small portion of humanity had been saved. Zet mentioned there von allein, the Endlichkeit zu unser Dar. We see immediately from this, the connection to our generation. Und das ist der Jahr für unsere Zeit. This is the lesson for our times. Noch dem Mabel mit Enik die Jahren zurück. After the Mabel, as in the Holocaust, which happened only a few years prior, was hat vernichtet Millionen Jiden, which annihilated, destroyed millions of Jews, und beleis atel Jiden schlita, haben sich geratet, and only a few Jews, may they live long, were saved. Darf jetzt die Scheres aplate sich oplernen und bavarnen nicht zu öffieren sich hasseschal wie die Scheres aplate von jenem Mabel. Now, the remainder who was saved need to learn and clarify that they not behave in the same manner as the survivors of the earlier Mabel, as the survivors of the Mabel in Parshas Noach. Und mit euch, meiden die nicht gute Zeus, was seine dann gekommen. And thereby, they'll be saved, if we learn the lessons of history, will be saved from the negative results that happened to the survivors of the historical flood, of the flood in Bereshis. Meaning, we won't have another iteration of a disaster after the flood of our generation, the Holocaust. Kukendik ibn oif der geschehnish von der Dara Phloga. If we look superficially, if we look from above at what happened by the generation of dispersion, zetmenit azay kolar in vases bestand der chayt von veln boyin ashtot in the Migdal. It's not so clear what's the big sin, what's so bad about building a city with a tower. But so vay it is given kegen the mebishn zrotzen this is given special status to their laws and as their plan so kommen zu stand. Why is it that building the city was so far from Hashem's will that Hashem had to put in special effort to not allow the people of the Dara Phloga to allow their plan to come to be? What's so bad about building a city with a big tower? The Torah itself is the haben gewollt bayin an ir migdal mit zvek von venasel und roshim. The Torah tells us that they wanted to build a city with a tower with the objective of making for ourselves a name, as in giving themselves some sense of permanence. Ze'ab and Mergat, they were afraid, as they veln sich zerspreiten über der Welt, that they'll be spread throughout the world, they'll be scattered throughout the world. Haben sie drüber gewollt bei einer Stadt, in welcher sie Valen al leben zusammen. And as a result, since they had this fear, they wanted to build a city where they would all live together. And also to build a high tower. That the objective of the tower is, as the Mefarshim explain, Aleph. That even from afar, people will be able to discern and see that in this place there's a city. And Beis, Bechdeif and Migdal, Zon Zechifin and Shemrim, so that on top of the tower there'll be watchmen, Bazon Achtung Geben, which will give a warning, as in Stadt Zon Nutairan Kum and Kain Sinai, so that no enemies could enter the city. The Gezogt, as we've said, Zetzech Lachir and them, Nidkin Chait, doesn't seem to be anything problematic about this, doesn't seem to be any sin in this activity. Nor was then. So what then is the problem? Bishas mentioned Kleiben sich zusammen. People get together, but they tzubayin ashtot to build the city. Bin einzig in zweck. So for ebik in zeyrenomen, with the only goal of making their names eternal. Bin nasalanu shame. Let's make ourselves a name. Nid hopen dik derin kein hecher in ziel. Their bloods for ebik in zeyre egenim nomen. Without any higher objective. Only to give their names eternity. It's chutz them etzim chasar in their food. Not only is this a problem because they're only thinking about giving themselves eternity without living for any higher purpose. If that's the case, there's some lacking of morality, or it's possible that morality might go to the wayside. Kleitman danith iber di metal and durchwimmen zol farvirklechen und zukum zum dazigen zweck. You don't necessarily consider the means which you're going to use to get to your objective. You don't necessarily weigh the means that you use to get to your objective. And it's possible that since you have this one lowly objective, which is not part of some higher system, you might use means to get there which are the opposite of justice and uprightness. Meaning, it's possible you'll engage in slave labor, you'll engage in some sort of abuse, instead of caring about the people who are involved in building this tower, and thinking about what the tower's implications are going to be. Bifrat, more specifically, the people of the Dara Flug of the Tower of Bavel Sin, as us given Nacham Mabel, because they're building the tower in the background of the Mabel, after the Mabel. But for the Mabel at Neach Oifyeklerit, the Sibut Levos, their Mabel Vetkumen. Because Noyach explained before the Mabul why it is that the Mabul was coming. The Gemara in Mesach Sanhedrin of Kufcha Samin Beis and Perik Chelik tells us, Amruloi, the people of the generation of the flood, said to Noyach, Zaki, an old man, Teva Zulam, why are you building this big boat? Amr Lehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mevi Aleichem Asa Mabul. And he responds, Hashem is bringing upon you the Mabul. Meaning Hashem is bringing upon you the flood for your bad behavior. And they respond that we'll be able to prevent the Mabul and we're going to keep on sinning anyway. But the point is that the generation of the dispersion should have taken heed. They should have tried to understand why it is that the Mabul came to the earlier generation. And as a result, not repeat the bad behavior of the earlier generations. So leave the nitgut oifirin from the mention in Yenim Dar. The reason why the Mabul came is because of the bad behavior of the people in the Mabul generation. So the members of the Dara Flogah should have taken heed from this, and the first thing that they should have done as the generations after the Mabul would have been to live for a higher purpose. But they did not think at all about living for a higher purpose. And instead of that, what they did, the Giratavet from the Mabul blows gezucht amittel und zwar ebikin zernomin in their historia. Those who were saved from the Mabul, Dara Floga, didn't seek to live for a higher purpose. They didn't seek to elevate themselves. But instead, they searched for some means in order to make themselves remembered for history. They sought eternity through historical remembrance. They sought eternity through building this worldly means, but they didn't seek eternity through meaning. They didn't seek eternity through purpose. They didn't seek eternity through spiritual seeking. In them, in this idea of seeking eternity through merely building a tower, is b'shan zerichet, that's where their sin lied. when they're fired, is them the Eibushin Nitkefel and Givarin. And that's why Hashem disliked their plan and ultimately thwarted it. The unweisung their phone is Akalara. The lesson to learn from the story of the Mabul and the Dara Flaga is clear for us as the Rebbe in the year 1959, or in the post-Holocaust generation, which, if we take the analogy to its conclusion, should hold even in the centuries post-Holocaust. And we're not even the first century post-Holocaust now. B'shas ben ratavid zich von ha-mabul. When we're saved from a mabul, we're saved from a disaster, we're saved from a calamity, in this case referring to the Holocaust. Darfin zum alam erschen zich ba-varnin und verhitin. We need to clarify and watch ourselves. As es soll sich nicht überchassen nach Hashem, der gewesen der Matziv, was hat gebracht der Mabul. We need to be careful that history does not repeat itself, that we not go back to the earlier situation which ultimately brought the Mabul. As leitokum pa'mayim tzara, with a slightly Hasidic interpretation of the Pasuk Nachum, that we want to ensure that that pain, that tragedy, not happen twice. Es zol netoiv kum in zvei mol, dizal b'tzar Hashem. We should make sure, we have to make sure, that the same tragedy didn't happen twice. And this, to make sure that the same tragedy didn't happen twice, you can't get around just by building physical edifices, by building countries. Thereby, you don't begin to save yourself by just making sure that your city and your tower are greater and higher. Such an approach will not make your situation better. Because in order for the city and the tower to last, you need to bring a higher purpose into the tower and the city. Because only then will you build the city successfully. And then even the things which seem to disturb the city will turn into things which will help the city's survival. There is a city and a tower in the realm of holiness. The city of El Chigr Ungrof and Ir Lekenu, which is called the city of God. That's a city which is grounded in holy and godly values. And such a city must also have a tower. And its tower is a Beis Knesset and a Beis Medrash, a place where we daven and a place where we study Torah. That is the tower of the city. As the Gebede from the Shul, Darz and Hecher from Alev bin Yonav and Shtot. Like we learn in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, and the Din's passed in Shulchan Aruch, that the height of the Shul should be higher than all of the houses in the city. More clear, this means to say, the we need to build in the city places where we daven and learn, which are the Shuls, the places where people study, and the yeshivas. On ze darf men a rein legen den iker kraft und die hoift energie as is on sein was gresser und was hecher. And we need to put in craft and energy to make sure that they'll be greater and bigger, both physically and spiritually, conceptually, that we're very invested in these institutions. Vroom ze zayn der migdol von shtot, because they are the tower of the city. Their migdol, a velchen estet, it's the tower which, as the Pasuk initially describes, Migdal Oiz Shem Havaya. The name of Hashem is a powerful tower. Bo Yorot Tzadik Viniskov. With the Shem Hashem, the Tzadik shall run and be exalted. But the Migdal Farhit von Allah Soinim. That sort of tower, the tower of the Beis Knesset and the Beis Medrash, that's what saves us from all enemies. Not a mere physical structure, an edifice, a community, or country, but a place which has the tower which is grounded on Torah and Tefillah. Nitbloy is from an often saying. And Torah and Tefillah, creating the institutions, do not only save us from an enemy who's clearly our enemy, but also from the hidden enemy. And when we place a value on the shoals in the Bate Medrash and make them a tower of our cities, Hotmen Beidizachim, then we get two great things. Ersten Sapin Dem Ikerschar. Number one is we have the primary reward, as in Firat Durach Dem Ebeshes Ratzim, that we fulfill Hashem's will. Umrat the grace that Slachin Dem Binyan from Ir Midol Ikdusha. And we'll have great success in our building the city and tower of holiness. And then you also get the additional reward of there being a name made for us. As their nomen from divas tuin in them, that the names of those people who are responsible for building a Jewish community become eternalized in the history of Judaism and of Torah. When their story of Tzedek Yosha, and in the history of justice and uprightness, as vert for Ebikt, as there and there at Kehel von Oifkebayin, dem Nitzchis teken Iru Migdal. It's eternalized that so and so is the one who's responsible for building this eternal city and tower. Medarv zin bayin di Yevshivas in Velchem ben der Tzit kinder zu lernen in Teira und zu verspreten Teira in der ganze Welt. We need to build Yeshivas in which children will sit and learn Torah, and then they'll go from there and spread the Torah throughout the entire world. The yeshiva zayin doch their migdal von der Stadt. The yeshivas are the tower of the city. Darf men zen zufar gresserin und verbreitern the yeshivas. We need to see that we make the yeshivas bigger and more expanded. As zon kenen offenin noch optelungin und arayin dem nor talmidim. In order that they'll be able to make more divisions and accept more students. When Vigazak Frin, as we said before, is Durch then Bayin den Migdal de Gdusha, that through the building of the Tower of Holiness, Hotman Saidim Schar Ekri, will both get the primary word, Mefitim et Ois, the Mratzen Elyon, that we're fulfilling the divine will thereby. With et Oich and Schar Tafel, and we'll also get the secondary word, the Self Oich, in the Perzenelech and Yonim, as is on Zayn Betzlocha. One who engages in the building of Yeshivas will see that their personal lives will be more successful. And they'll also be eternalized in Jewish history. Vazi is the Ebik Geshichte, which is the eternal history. And the reason for this being, very simply, is that most civilizations fall and are forgotten. Judaism is one of the very few religions and cultures and civilizations which has lived for 3,000 years. Although it's grown, it's evolved, it's still around 3,000 years later. Rome has hit the history books. Persia has hit the history books. There are many civilizations which today are not even remembered. But Judaism is an eternal religion, and therefore its history is eternal. Der Ebschel Gebel Matzliach Sein. Hashem should bless us and make us successful in building yeshivas, in building yeshivas, kampam kocham, many more than we already have. Und as zum nächsten Mal, wenn wir sich zu neuf kommen, bei dieser Gelegenheit, next time we gather together, at such an occasion, soll man trachten nicht wegen decken dem Defizit, we won't think about covering our deficits, nur wegen vergressen den Migdal als mehr und mehr, but rather about building the tower, building the yeshivas more and more. Deib shal geben, Hashem should bless us, as zol zayin atzlocha in dem inyin, v'noich in the ayre protestik in yonim, that we should have success in this matter, in this matter of building yeshivas, and from there it'll flow to our personal lives. Let's summarize this sicha. In Parshas Noach, we learn about two global tragedies, two global calamities which befell humanity across a 350-year span. At the beginning of the parasha, we learn about the Dor HaMabul, the generation of the flood. And the Torah tells us that the earth was destroyed, that all the humans on earth were submerged under the flood's waters because mol ha'aretz chamas, because the earth was filled with violence and with theft. Then, at the end of the parsha, which according to Seder Adarius happens 350 years later, we learn about the Dor HaFlaga, the generation of the dispersal. And this was a group of the survivors of the Mabul, descendants of the Mabul survivors, that they built a tower in Babylon with the objective of Nasalanu Shame, that they wanted to have a name, they wanted to have some sense of security, some sense of eternity. And from there, Hashem scatters them and confuses their languages, and there become new language groups and people all around the world in separate civilizations instead of in one unified civilization. So we have two major calamities which befall humanity as a result of humanity's bad behavior. Now first we have to ask, what's so bad about the generation of the dispersal, the generation of the Tower of Babel? We can understand when it comes to the people of the Mabul, where the world is filled with violence, that's pretty terrible. And that might underwrite, that might justify Hashem wiping them out. But why should Hashem disperse people for just wanting to build a tower which will give them a name, which will give them some sense of eternity? So the Rebbe explains that Hashem was dissatisfied with the Dor HaFloga, with the generation of the Tower of Babel, because these people should have learned from the Mabul. They should have taken to heart that life is about meaning. Life is about higher purpose. Life is not just about gaining eternity through building big buildings, but rather, life is about gaining eternity through seeking higher purpose. Even without a written Torah, Avraham Avinu was still able to find Hashem through seeking a higher purpose. We see that Noach found Hashem even without the Torah. Humans are meant to live for a higher purpose. Humans are not just meant to build big cities, build big states. They're meant to live for something bigger. And since the people of Migdal Babel, of the Tower of Babel, did not learn this lesson from the Mabul, they didn't learn that you should live for a higher purpose, Hashem scattered them, because sometimes if we're too complacent, then the only way to break us out of our complacency, the Mithra Rebbe explains there in Chaim, is through Hashem upsetting our lives, messing things up for us, so we begin to reflect. The Rebbe observes that this historical observation about Migdal Babel and the Mabul is not just relevant for what happened many millennia ago in ancient history, or some might even say prehistory. But it's actually also quite relevant in the year 1959, when the Rebbe said the Sicha. And if we think about it, it's also relevant in the year 2021. The reason being, the Rebbe observes that the majority of the Jewish world, or many millions of Jews, were wiped out in a contemporary Mabul over the years of the Holocaust. And the Rebbe says, and the Rebbe usually doesn't say this when he's discussing the Holocaust, but he says that the Holocaust came for a reason, and a Holocaust could happen again. Tragedy could strike again. And people who don't think that tragedy could happen again to the Jewish community are fools. They're missing the point. They're missing the mark. They should read Sefer Yirmiyah. A lot of Sefer Yirmiyah is about breaking us out of complacency, causing us not to think just because things are good now, or we have certain religious tokens, certain religious things, we shouldn't think that everything will be good and that we'll eternally live good, happy, complacent lives. We have to do something in order to make sure that life will remain good. Yirmiyah tells us in Perek Zayin there, Al tivtuchu lechem al divrei hasheker lemer. Don't take security in the words of falsehood where people say, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem Ahima. Hashem sanctuary, Hashem sanctuary, Hashem sanctuary. There in times of Yirmiyah, people said, we have the Beis HaMikdash. And we have the Beis HaMikdash, we can be sure that we'll be safe, no calamity shall befall us. So Yirmiyah says, no, don't think that way. And in contemporary register, don't think because we have a state of Israel, because we have many holy shoals, because we have many great tzaddikim nowadays, we had many tzaddikim in the past, don't think that everything will be okay. Don't think that the capacity for calamity is not right around the corner. And the Rebbe says that it's interesting that the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFloga are only 350 years apart. Human memory is very limited, so calamity can repeat itself over and over again. But the Rebbe applies this in the year 1959 to say that calamity could be just right around the corner, even though there's a very limited gap between the Holocaust and the year 1959, or by extension, the year 2021. So what's the Rebbe's antidote? The Rebbe says that if we don't want calamity to come, We need to make sure that we are living meaningful lives. We're living lives with higher purpose. And the way that we make sure that we're living meaningful lives, of course, everybody can reflect in their own way how it is they can make their life more aware, more meaningful. Or to paraphrase the Mitzvah Rebbe and the Aruch Chaim, you should reflect about what's going on in your life and how you could make your life a better life and not be complacent. Otherwise, Hashem will send occasion into your life to upset your life in order to make you reflect. But the Rebbe says particularly that we need to not just engage in building states and in building institutions externally and in building wealth, but rather we need to focus on building a true city and a true tower. What's a true city? So we say in Shir Shal Yoyim, God Hashem Mohol Ma'oid Be'ir Elikeinu Har Kodshei. Zerba says we need to make our cities into an Ir Elikeinu, a city of God, a place which is illuminated by godly ideals. And then he says in addition, that every city needs a tower. As the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Migdal Oiz Havaya. Hashem is a tower of strength. And the Rebbe says that the tower of strength that we need to build are yeshivas within all of our cities. But this is a very timely and sobering message. Never be complacent. Never think that everything is always going to just be okay and we can rely on the fact that we have this shul and we have this Rebbe and we have this yeshiva and we have this Eretz Yisrael. We have to constantly be working on making ourselves and our communities more secure, more developed, more real, and more authentic. And the Rebbe tells us that if we do that, we can forestall calamity and instead embrace eternity.